Radio G 935 K-Day, Hip Hop Today. And back in the day, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Check it out. Let's pay some bills and return here with more. Of course, 9 o'clock, we've got the bomb coming your way.
Ruthless, 95. All right.
I got Melody over here editing this Tupac, Biggie, and Lil E, which is Eazy-E's son, coming out with his album next year. You know what I was, what baffled me a little bit, Mel? I guess because I talk personal, because I knew Eazy, you know what I mean? And I knew Eric, so. What baffles me is, like, why wouldn't he be signed to his dad's label? That's not on Ruthless. Not that I know of. It's kind of banging, huh? I mean, you know, he's just getting started, you know what I mean? You know, everybody starts from the mixtape scene and the whole thing. But I was just wondering about, I was like, man, why would Eazy-E's son not be signed to Ruthless Records? Why wouldn't he half own it?
Ruthless, 95.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, homie, if I ever have something like that, dog, please, Melody, if it was my daughter, make sure she's looked out for it, dog. I mean, seriously, dog. How you gonna have Julio G label and you ain't gonna have Dominique signed to it? Why is Dominique getting a deal somewhere? Dominique don't need to go get no deal. Dominique don't need a deal. You know what I mean? Just, she's signed. It's like, I don't know, I hope Ruthless Records does something with Lil E's son, man, and helps him out in some kind of way, some form or fashion, not just by some little stuff, but by really giving him his own deal. I have his own label, really. I mean, it is his label. It's his pop's label. I mean, you know what I mean? It's crazy about it is that one day, me and Eazy, rest in peace, we were driving somewhere, y'all, and it was me and him in the car. This is about, like, 93, 94, and we were driving by somewhere, and he says, somehow his whole thing, because he used to call early in the morning. Eazy had this tendency of calling you early, like 6:30 in the morning, and wanted to do business at 6 in the morning. He's crazy like that. So one day he told me, man, the reason why I call you guys, you know, so early and stuff, you know what I mean, is because, you know, I get up early. I know you guys think I'm crazy, but I do this for my kids. And I'll never forget that about Eazy, man. He told me that he wanted to give his label to his kids one day, and he was building it for them. And, you know, he was like, I'm already over the cars and all this kind of stuff. He wasn't really tripping off it. He was more like focused on that, and I always remember that about him, because that was really, you know, I respected him highly for that, you know what I mean? He was just like, Ruthless Records is for my kids, you know what I'm saying? So I hope he gets something out of it and does something with it, because Eazy-E's son's coming out with an album next year, and so I hope he figures something out for him, man, you know what I mean? But whatever you need, homie, you know I got you, man. I love your pop, straight up, man. Check it out, Julio G right here. Let's play some bills and return and hit you with more. Coming your way, y'all want to hear some 310-552-9935. I also got some a DVD. I don't know if we have any more Ludacris albums, though, but I know I have some Eminem DVDs to give away. Next hour, so y'all sit tight for that. Let's play some bills and return and hit you with more. Of course, 935 K-Day Hip Hop Today. And back in the day, did you finish editing yet, Mel? A lot of cussing, huh?